This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. On this day before Election Day, more than 2.5 million Coloradans have already cast their ballots. Unaffiliated voters make up the largest share of Colorado's electorate, and they have turned in the most total ballots so far, nearly 1 million as of the weekend. Ad spending in Colorado's 3rd congressional district race is ramped up in the weeks before Election Day. Reporter Sandra Fish has more.
Rifle restaurant owner Lauren Boebert faces former state representative Diane Mitch Bush, a Democrat from Steamboat Springs. They're competing to represent Western Colorado and Pueblo. TV ad spending on the contest tops $8 million. Democratic and Republican outside groups have each spent about $2.5 million. Mitch Bush has spent more than $2 million on TV, twice Boebert's spending. This race ranks 8th in the nation for number of ads aired in a House race in the latter half of October, according to the Wesleyan Media Project. I'm Sandra Fish for CPR News.
COVID-19 restrictions are forcing the Denver Art Museum to reduce admissions to its new show. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Denver Art Museum is reaching out to ticket holders of their latest exhibit, Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, and Mexican Modernism. COVID-19 regulations in the city have forced institutions like the museum to reduce capacity from 50 to 25%. In an email, the museum says current ticket holders can reschedule, keep their reservation, or get a refund. More time tickets will go on sale on November 23rd, but the exhibit will run through January 24th as planned. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.